Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Mipnei Ma Loi Nesgalu Tamei Torah. Why is it that the Tamei HaTorah were not Nesgala? Because there's two, right, for the most part, you don't know the Tamei HaMitzvah. Because there's two psukim where we know the Tamei HaMitzvah, and a God of HaOilam is Nichshal. So could you imagine if we had all the Tamei HaMitzvahs, us mortals, how often we would be Nichshal? If a God of HaOilam was Nichshal from the two psukim where you have Tamei HaTorah, so this is obviously something you have to be very careful of. This is something you have to be, it's like this, you don't know the time, you have nothing to worry about. This is a way of protecting from this inyan. It's yodua that the Vilna Gaon said, based on this Gemara, a dover nifla, to explain another classic in Masechta Shabbos, daf yud beis amin beis. So this Gemara that we're about to learn is in contention for certainly top 10 raid Gemaras of all time. It says in the Mishnah, lo yikru lo oiraner. A person on Shabbos is not allowed to learn lo oiraner next to a lamp. It says the Gemara, lo yikru lo oiraner, shemoyata. The reason is, I mean, the Mishnah doesn't say why, but the reason is Shemayata, because we're concerned that if a person is going to read Lo'oiraner, so he may accidentally, while he is learning, take the ner and bend it a little bit, and if he does that, he's going to be Mechal Shabbos. So for that reason, Chazal said, this is one of the Yud Ches Dvarim, Lo Yikru Lo Oiraner. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha said, Ani Ekrav Layata. So you heard what Chazal said. That Lo Yikru Lo Oiraner Shemayata. He says, I don't have to be worried about it. You think I'm ever going to be Maten Ner? It's never going to happen. Pam Achas, one time, Kara Ubikesh Lahatois. He was learning and he wanted to be Mata. Omar, he said, Kama Gedoy Lo Divri Chachom. Wow, you see the Chachom, they're so smart. So you Oimrim Lo Yikru. Because they used to say Laikur Lairaner. Rab Nassan says, no, I have a different version of the story. Karavihita, he learned and he was smart because of Al Pinkasi, and he wrote on his pinkas, Ani Yishmo Ben Alicia Karisi Vahatisi Nerbe Shabbos, Likshaybana Beis Hamikdash Avichata Shmeina. So, how does everyone learn this Gemara? Rabbi Shmo Ben Alicia knew the Mishnah, Laikur Lairaner, and he knew that Chazal said Shemayata. So he said, Ani Ekrav Layata. And then he almost was mat, or he was Yata. Because of Al Pinkasai, that I'm going to bring a Chat Tashmein, like Gishabana Beis HaMikdash, but what was his comment? He said, Kama Gedoylem Divrei Chachomim, Shayo Aymer Layikular Aner. In other words, I thought, where am I ever going to come to be Mata Aner? I was wrong. Kama Gedoylem Divrei Chachomim, that if the Chachomim said that it's going to happen, that you see it could happen. Said the Vilna Gaon, I don't think that's Pshat in the Gemara. That's not what the Gemara means to say. You know what the Gemara means to say? Rabbi Shmuel was making the following comment. The Mishnah said, Lo Yikru Lo Oiraner. And the Mishnah didn't give the reason for Lo Yikru Lo Oiraner. It's a braisa. Lo Yikru Lo Oiraner Shemayata. But Rabbi Yehuda Anasi omitted the reason. Said Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha, you want to know why he omitted the reason? I never really understood. I thought it's probably because Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is Mekatzer. So the Brice is Amayrach, he's Mekatzer. He picks Rameyer, right? Rameyer is the Ikka Talmud, Rabbi I thought it's all that raid. I thought it has to do with all those related raid bites. But said Rabbi Shmuel, I chap now why. The reason is because when I heard that the reason is Shemayata, I said, oh, big deal. Ani Ekrav Layata. And what happened? I was Mata. I ended up doing something wrong. So had I not known that the reason of Layikra Layaner is Shemayata, I would have never came true to it. But because I knew it's Shemayata, so I made a cheshbin. Then Ani Ekrav Layata, and look what ended up coming from it. So said the Vilna Gaon, that's what Rabbi Shmuel was saying. Kama Gedoylem Divrei Chacham, listen to the words of the Gemara. Kama Gedoylem Divrei Chacham, show you Oimrim Layikra Layaner. Meaning Layikra Layaner without explaining Shemayata. That's the Kama Gedoylem Divrei Chachamim. That by not explaining it like this, you're preventing people. And said the guy, what's the makar to my pshad? It's enough in a Gemara. We're Sanhedrin 21b. This Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mipnei Ma, Loi Neskalu Taimei HaTorah, Shari Shnei Mikrois Neskalu Taimam, V'nichshol Behen Godon HaOilam. And that's exactly what happened. Here you had the Chazal with Megala Tam, and a Godol HaOilam, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha, the Kohen Godol was Nichshol. So said the guy, that's the Oimik, that's what's going on in this Gemara. Now pshad in this Gemara, of course, is related to another Goyin that we've spoken about many times, where the Goyin said that in every Dirabbanan there's the Tam Nigla and there's the Tam Nister, right? The Goyin said it famously with regards to Mashke Megulin. The Goyin was very, very makbid on Mashke Megulin. Once upon a time, it was considered very dangerous to drink from a Mashke that was left uncovered overnight. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yerodea Kufta Zayin, Ho'idno Delishchichi Nechashav Akramim, this is not something you have to worry about. But the Goyin was very makbid, and the Goyin explained that the reason he's so makbid is, Hu Ha Ya Omer. Who are your Omer from the Vilna Goy? Call Macha Osru Chazal, or Tikna, reading from the Maiser Rav. Eze Takonim Bnei Eze Natam, Avshe Botel Atam Agolui Lanu, Takonosam Visurim Bemkoim Yoimit, Kihem Loigilu Ela Echon Mikam Atayim Makmusim Imoyim. Alkain Osel Laval Adri Chachonim Av, She Botel Atam Agolui Lanu. So the Goyin always held that there's the Tam Nigla and the Tam Nister. But the bottom line is, that's this Goyin. So the Goyin said, La Yikrila Yaner, Shem Yat, Kamak Doyim Divri Chachonim. So what's the Kamak Doyim Divri Chachonim that they did? Didn't give the reason, right? Over the years, we've mentioned so many times what the Chassidish Sfarim say, that what was the Kama Gedayim Divrei Chachamim, that really Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was right when he made the Cheshbon and Yekrev Leyata. We could Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who went Lefnai V'Lefnim, how could he come to be in Karav Vehita? But because Chazal said Shema Yata, that created a Metzias in the world, a clear and present danger of Shema Yata, and that's what led to it. And that was his comment, Kama Gedayim Divrei Chachamim, right? That's what the Chassidish Sfarim say. It's Divrei Chachamim, the words of the Chachamim have power. They can create reality. And because they said Shema Yata, that created a reality of Shema Yata. But the Goyin saying a different shot. Goyin saying a different shot. Kama Gedayim Divrei Chachamim, not what they said, but what they didn't say. Wow, how wise they were. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, for not giving the time of this halacha. Just to add one beautiful neufach to this that I saw from great Goyin, Rabbi Shlomo Fischer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He said something so beautiful. The Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis. Same daf. Omar Rav Hamnuna. May dechsev. What's pshat in the pasuk that says Vayidaber, referring to Shlomo HaMelech. Shloishes Alofim Mashal. Vayihi Shiroi Chamisha Va'olef. What does this mean? So Shlomo HaMelech knew 3,000 Mishalim and 5,000 shiroi. Sounds like songs, right? Melami is up to Gemara. Sha'am ashloim al kol davar v'davar shal Torah, shloisha salaf and mashal. For every din day raisa, he said 3,000 mashals. So, Grashi, what's a mashal? Tam. One word. Val kol davar v'davar shal soifrim. 1,005 taimim for every derabbanan. Said Rabbi Shlomo Fischer, Shlomo HaMelech is using his great chachma to do what? To come up with all these different reasons and all these different taimim for dinei deraisa and dinei derabbanan. Why is this avoida? He said, because Shlomo HaMelech was nichshol, the Gemara says, because he was derish time of the krav. He was nichshol for the time of the krav le'yabaloi noshim. And he was nichshol for the time of the krav le'yabaloi susim. Oh, the Torah gave a reason. This doesn't apply to me. So if it doesn't apply to me, I don't have to worry about it. So to be sack in that, what Shlomo HaMelech do? He went and he showed that every mitzvah has so many reasons. 3,000 for every day rice and 1,005. Odd number. But 1,005 for every derabbanan. But Shlomo HaMelech is the one that's engaging in this process. Simply why? Because he is atoning for the terrible, terrible mistake that he made by thinking that the lav is related to one specific mitzvah, and this is something that has nothing to do with me. V'divrei pi chachamim.